तस्मै श्रीगुरुभ्यो श्रीचैतन्य मनोविश्वम् स्थापितं येन भूतले तं रूपकदामयं प्रजाति पदां श्रीकृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्ते सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृखभानुसुते देवी प्रणवामि हरिप्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धु भैरवः पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर कृपाचारी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, वी आर वेरी मच थैंकफुल टू यू फॉर योर काइंडली participating in this great movement, Hare Krishna. This Hare Krishna movement is especially meant for this age because for self-realization, although there are many methods recommended in Vedic scriptures, in this age, the greatest common factor for self-realization is simply chanting this Hare Krishna. Actually, our miserable conditional life is due to our forgetfulness. As I say, this material existence is a condemned position of the living entity, exactly like a criminal is placed in the prison house. Now, the whole Vedic literature is meant for getting us liberated from this conditional life. So far, Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the same aim is there, because at the ultimate instruction, Lord Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Anparityajya Mam Ekam Saranam. That is the ultimate. We have to come to that point, to surrender and to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. It may take hundreds of years or hundreds of births, but unless we come to that point, our life is simply prostration. Brahma eva hi kevalam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Dharma sthana sthita pungsa vishtasena kathasya nutpadaye pratinjadi tamayiva hi kevalam. You can execute, you may have some particular type of religious system, spiritual form, it doesn't matter. But if the following your religious system, if you do not come to the point of understanding the Supreme Personality of God, or if you do not become interested in the matter of understanding the Supreme Personality of God, then you should know that your performances of all religious ritualistic ceremonies are simply waste of time. So, how to come to the point of surrendering to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is taught in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So I shall have given you some introduction to the Bhagavad Gita. That the Bhagavad Gita contains subject matter relating to God, to the living entity, Ishvara, Jiva, and Prakriti, and time factor, and karma. Now, in the beginning, the 6th chapter in the Bhagavad Gita is simply devoted to understand what is the constitutional position of the Jiva. The living entities are eternal. That is said in the 2nd chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi so
those in this world, there are two kinds of living entities, not only in human society, but also in animal society, in trees, in plants.
There are 3,400,000 species of plants. Aquatic,
plants, trees, reptiles, insects, birds, bees,
then human beings, civilized human beings, non-civilized human beings. Altogether, there are 3,400,000 species of plants. And they are divided into
man's body. So, but I am the same. I can remember some of the incidences of my childhood, of my boyhood, of my youthhood. Therefore, I am permanent. That is the real understanding of the living entity. These things have been explained very vividly. And in the 6th chapter, Lord Krishna recommended how to practice yoga. Yoga is the beginning of linking up our lost relationship with the Lord. Yoga. Yoga means adding, addition, or linking. Because we are now forgotten the yoga system. Any yoga system means bhakti yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga. There are different names of yoga. But actual fact is how to link up our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is called yoga. Yoga, indriya samyama. Indriya, because we are being deviated from our eternal relationship with God, Krishna. On account of our too much being engaged in self-gratification. Bhogai sajya prasatyana kaya apahita svetasa. Lord says, Krishna says, those who are too much after bhoga and vaisajya, material enjoyment and material opulence. Prasatana Saya Aparita Sitasa, whose heart has been taken away by the process of self-gratification. For them, it is very difficult to be situated in Samadhi. Bhogai Sajya Prasatana Saya Aparita Sitasa. Yoga, yoga means to control the senses. Those who are too much in the bodily concept of life, for them, this Hatha Yoga is prescribed. Just to control the sense by some mechanical way. You sit down, asana, pranayama, dhyan, dharana, pratyahara. There are 8 different stages of fulfilling the yoga practice and then come into the position of samadhi. Samadhi means fully situated in Krishna consciousness. That is here, Samar. Jnana avasthita tadgata manasa. Pashanti jam yogi. This is the definition of yogi. They are in meditation. And the mind is absorbed in the thought of Vishnu. And jana pashanti yogi. The yogina, by controlling the center, concentrating the mind upon the snow, they become yogi. Dhyanavasthita tadgata manasa. Mind is absorbed in the thought of the snow. That is perfection of yoga. So, that is one method. Those who are too much, thinking of this body. For them, this Hatha Yoga system is prepared. But the aim of that Hatha Yoga system is to see or search out the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a Paramatma. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesa Arjuna Krishna. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. And by this yoga practice, by samadhi, one is situated, constantly tuned to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. That is samadhi. But there is another method, supreme method, that will be explained in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. At the end of the sixth chapter, the conclusion is, yoginamati sarvesa madhvata antaratmana sadhyabhan bhajati jumaan samijittatama. Anyone who is always thinking of me within his mind, sadhyabhan, not mentally, but with faith and love, sadhyabhan, and bhajati, bhajati means bhajaseva, engaged in the service, such person is the first class yogi. That is recommended by Krishna. And in the bhakti yoga system, the same thing is also recommended. Premanyana chirita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayesu vilopayanti yam shyamasundaram achinta gunasvarupam Govindam Adipurisam Samaham Bhaja. This is spoken in the Brahma Sangita by Lord Brahma. He says that the devotees whose eyes are smeared with the ointment of love of God, just like we sometimes use surma for clarifying our eyesight. Similarly, one whose eyesight is purified, we have to purify the position of our senses in order to perceive. With our present senses, materialistic senses, we cannot understand Krishna or God. It is not possible. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi na bhave graiham indriyam. He is not. Krishna is not perceivable by your material senses. Then why you are traveling so much? Because they are nothing but material senses. No. It can be purified. How it can be purified? By love of God. When you evolve your dormant love of God, your vision becomes different. That is called premanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayesu vilopaya. They are also yogi. Yogi namati sarvesa. The same process. As you go through the hatha yoga process or jnana yoga process, the ultimate goal is Krishna. Ultimate goal is Vishnu. And if we miss this point, then the Bhagavad says that we do not know what is your ultimate goal of life. Bhagavad says, Nate vidu sākṣat vatin hi viṣṇu durāsaya de bhaśiratthamāna andhādhāl de yupaniyamāna steti satanta urudāmi vadhā. So, the hardest of all tasks of Vedic literature is telling how to understand Krishna. That is the first one of all Vedas. So Krishna, here in the seventh chapter, recommends personally, Krishna is teaching the process how you can understand Krishna. You haven't got to learn some art and method how to understand Krishna from anyone else. You can understand directly from Krishna. That is the process. The Bhagavad says, Athāpi sedeva padāmbujadva prasāda leśānut grhītayema. Without Krishna's mercy, nobody can understand Krishna. That is the problem. The Vedas also say, Nāyam ātmā pravacarena labdha, nā medhaya nā bahunā sutena. One cannot understand the Supreme Soul simply by lecture. Pravacarena, if one is very expert in lecture, it does not mean that he has realized Krishna. Na medhaya, or if one has very good brain, a great scientist, great philosopher, he can understand Krishna. Veda says no. Na medhaya, na bahuna sutena. If one is very learned in Vedic literature, he also cannot understand Krishna. But one who is favored by Krishna, or when Krishna reveals himself to somebody, being satisfied with his devotional service, he can understand Krishna. Nobody. Therefore, the process ultimately comes to the bhakti yoga. Bhaktya, mamam janati. In the Bhagavad Gita, you find that nobody understands Krishna. Manushanam sahasresi, kashti jatati siddha, jatatam api siddhanam kashti vetimam tata. To understand Krishna in truth, tata. It is very difficult. Out of many hundreds and thousands of people, try to make his life successful by spiritual advancement, by accepting so many processes. Jnana yoga, karma yoga, dhyana yoga. And out of many perfect persons, or not perfect, out of many persons who have succeeded in such processes, one may understand Krishna. That is difficult. So without Krishna's mercy, the conclusion is, without Krishna's mercy, nobody can understand Krishna. Therefore, it is futile to explain Krishna, to comment on Bhagavad Gita, without being a devotee of Krishna. That is a fact. It is not that because one is very learned scholar, or because one is very learned scientist or philosopher, without any Krishna consciousness, it is not possible for him to understand Krishna. Atāpi sedeva padāmbujadvayam prasāda leśānut grhītayema. Na cānno ekopi cirang vicinna. Other, they may go on speculating for thousands and thousands of years. Still, they will not be able to understand what is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, in the seventh chapter, he is teaching how to understand Krishna, how to realize it. that realization, he says, maya sakta manapartha yogam jinyana madakraya asamsam samatram ma jatha dhyasya sikatsinu. My dear God, now I shall speak to you how you can understand me thoroughly. Of course, it is not possible to understand Krishna thoroughly. That is not possible. But it's still, as far as our knowledge is concerned, we can get an idea of Krishna if we follow these instructions. Krishna is unlimited. We are limited. Therefore, however we may become advanced, it is not possible for us to understand the unlimited. That's the fact. But still, we can understand to some extent by the mercy of Krishna, not otherwise. Therefore, Krishna says, maya sakta mana. One has to develop his mind being always attached to Krishna. Asat. Asat means attached. This asati is also not attained very easily, but there is a process. If we follow the process as recommended by the authority, then there is way. And one who is serious to understand God as Krishna, they must follow the method prescribed by the Mahajana. Mahajana jena gata sapantha. If you follow the footsteps of great personality, great acharya, then that is the way. You don't manufacture your own way. Then you will be frustrated. Mahajana jena gata sapantha. So who can be greater Mahajan than Krishna? All Mahajans, they are great devotees of Krishna. Therefore they have become Mahajan. That's why Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Sambhu, Lord Shiva, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Kapila, Manu. Kumara, the four Kumara, Sanat Kumar, Sananda, the four Kumara, and Kumara Kapila, Kapilde, the original propounder of Khan Kapila, Kapilde, and Manu, you know, Manu Sanghita, the lawgiver to the mankind, Sam Bhuva Manu, Manu and Prahlad Maharaj, whose instruction we are discussing in the morning. Prahlada, Janakaraja, Bhishma, the grandfather of the Guru, Vyasati, Sukadeva Goswami, Bali Maharaj, grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, he is also an authority. And Jamaraj, he is also an authority. So we have to follow these authorities. Otherwise, dharma sattva nihitam guhaya, we cannot understand the secrecy of religion. So, all these Mahajans, they are great devotees of the law. Therefore, they have become Mahajans, authorized person. Now, here, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, taking compassion on the fallen souls of the Kali Yuga, he is personally instructed. How much fortunate we are, although we are born in the same fallen age of Kali Yuga, it is, we are so much fortunate that Krishna personally is taking interest how to teach us. He comes personally as he is, Lord Krishna. And still when he meets an Nastu, Abhajananti Manam Mudha, again he comes as a devotee, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was detested by Srila Rupa Goswami Namo Mahabhadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayat, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Nama, Gaurati Se Namo. He understood that Lord Chaitanya is no other than Lord Krishna himself, but he has appeared as a devotee just to deliver love of Krishna to everyone. Krishna Prema Pradayat. Krishna Prema, love of God, love of Krishna. One who delivers, one who gives in charity, the love of God. He is called Mahabhadana, the greatest of all munificent person. Namo Mahabhadana. So there is a program of Krishna. Sometimes he comes himself. Sometimes he comes as a devotee. Sometimes he leaves behind his instruction like Bhagavad Gita. And sometimes he authorizes somebody to preach this story. Of course, anyone who is a sincere devotee, he is authorized. That Krishna and Lord Chaitanya has said personally, Amar Ajnai Guru Hariya. Our only business is to follow the superior. That's like a faithful servant. If he simply follows the instruction of the master, then he is perfect. If he does not adulterate the instruction of the master, then he is perfect. It is not that those who are teaching this Krishna style, they are all perfect. There may be many deficiencies. Any conditional soul has got four deficiencies. Natural. He is to commit mistakes. However great man he may be. Surely, because he is conditional soul, he will commit mistakes. You know, in our country, Mahatma Gandhi, he was a great man, undoubtedly. But he also committed mistakes. So what to speak of us? A conditioned soul must commit mistakes. And he must be illusory. To accept something as something else, that is called illusion. That's why illusion, best example of illusion is given that Maya Marichita. To accept water in the desert. An animal sees that there is water in the desert and he being thirsty, he goes after the water, but the water also makes progress and he also makes progress. In this way he dies. That is called illusion. Actually there is no water, but he is fleeing after water. So for conditioned soul, these are the defects. He is to commit mistakes. He is illusion. And he has got a cheating propensity on. Everyone is thinking in terms of that, that I have cheated that man very nice. In business transaction, I have gained. He has lost. And of all the deficiencies, most important deficiency is that our senses are imperfect. We say, I want to see God. But we forget that our eyes are so imperfect that I cannot see in the nearest eyelid. As soon as I close my eyes, I do not see the eyelid. This is the power of my sin. Therefore, we should not be so much proud of our seeing power that we say that I want to see God. Can you show me God? This is not right. So, these four deficiencies of conditioned soul are there. Therefore, we cannot have perfect knowledge by our mental speculation. That is not right. We have to receive knowledge from authority. That is the process. Mahajana Dena Ratasya Pantha. If you receive knowledge, our process is that we are trying to receive knowledge from Krishna, the greatest Mahajan, the greatest authority. And if we follow the instruction of Krishna, then we are perfect. The same example as Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amar Ajnaya Guru Hai Yatara Hai Ve, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna. It is necessary. It is not that you have to become completely perfect by following certain process. If you simply perfectly follow the instruction of Krishna, then you become perfect. That is required. Don't adulterate. Then you'll never become perfect. Other processes, yoga, dhyana, karma, jnana, there are many processes to make oneself perfect. But even becoming perfect, you cannot understand Krishna. Yogina, manushyanam sahasreshu, kacchi jatati siddhaya. Siddhaya means perfection. Jatatamati siddhyana, kacchi vetivam tattva. Even you become perfect, still it is doubtful whether you have understood Krishna. This is the position. Therefore, the conclusion is that if you simply follow the perfect instruction of Krishna, then automatically you become perfect. However imperfect you may be. That is all this. It is not very difficult. Just say, a boy, he is asking father, my dear father, what is this? An intelligent child, questions like. The father explains, this is this. And he tells us that his knowledge is perfect. Why the child should endeavor for understanding this thing as it is? It will take long years. And it may not be perfect. But if he accepts the instruction of the father or mother, immediately he becomes perfect. There are many other examples. Just like a child wants to know who is father. The mother says, my dear child, this gentleman is your father. That is perfect knowledge. But if the child wants to decide who is his father, it is impossible to find. Similarly, if we want to know the Supreme Father, Krishna or God, we have to take instruction from the Supreme Father, not speculating. Just as by speculating, we cannot understand our ordinary father without the instruction of God. If you go on speculating, he may be my father, he may be my father, he may be my father. Go on speculating, but you'll never understand who is your father. But if you accept the authoritative statement of your mother, that he is your father, that is what it is. That process should be accepted. Otherwise, our position is very precarious. Atasthikrishna namadi nabhave jayam indre. Sevanamasihi jivhado sameva surat. This our present senses are very blunt, imperfect. It is to be purified by sevanamo. Being eager to serve Lord Krishna. Then our senses will be purified. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam means without any contamination. At the present moment, our senses are contaminated. And thinking in so many different consciousness, and thinking in consciousness of nationality, community, society, friendship, so many ways. But without Krishna consciousness, therefore, our consciousness is impure. We have to be free from all the designated consciousness. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Sannyasi, I am not a Brahmachari, I am not a Grihastha, In this way he denies. His identity to all these eight kinds of forms and stages, but Varnatma. Then he says that Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasa. And the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is maintainer of the Gopi. This is the identification of Krishna. So we have to follow the Mahajan, great personality, or a great devotee, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That I am also the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That is our real identity. This is called mukti, liberation. As soon as we understand that I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, this identification is Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this Brahmasmi, this concept of life, that I do not belong to this material world. I am Brahma, I am spirit soul. So without being spirit soul, how we can become servant of the Supreme Spirit? Just like without being fire, you cannot remain in the fire. Similarly, without becoming Brahma, how you can have the Supreme Brahma? So this is Brahma realization. Sarvapadhi nirmuktam, tat paratena nirmalam. Now after being purified, what is your position? Not that you become imperfect. Oh. Yeah, there are philosophers that when one becomes identified with Brahma, he becomes immediately imperfect. No. We keep our personality. We are never imperfect. All of us are individuals. Krishna is individual. We are all sitting here. We are all individuals. So we keep our individual. But our senses become purified. That is called mukti. A Bhagavad gives the definition of mukti. Mukti hitva anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. What is mukti? Mukti means when one gives up his engagement activity. Hitya anatharu, identifying himself with something material. And he is engaged in his own original constitutional position, and that is called mukti. The original constitutional position is every living entity is a part and parcel of the Supreme Person. I have given you small times example. This is stated in the Shastras also. Just like this finger is my part and parcel of this body. It is the duty of the finger to serve the whole body. I want to do like that, the finger helps me. That is the duty of the finger. If the finger cannot do it, then it is to be understood that he is diseased. It is diseased. As soon as the finger cannot give me regular service, it is to be understood that it is diseased. Similarly, any person who is not giving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is diseased, materially diseased. He has to be cured. Therefore, the pastor says, Sarvapadhi Vinirmattam, Tat Paratena Nirmala. Just suppose I have a great patriot, I am giving service to my country. That's very good. But I am creating many enemies at the same time. Because there are other persons who are also interested in their country or community. Therefore, that kind of service is not perfect. That is a service with designation. Because I am thinking, I am spirit soul, I am Brahma, I am eternal servant of Krishna or God. But I am thinking that I am servant of this country, this community, this society, this home. So one has to become free from the designation. Then his senses will be purified. At that time, with the purified senses, when we render service to the Lord, that is called bhakti. That is called bhakti. Bhakti is not a sentiment. It is practical. It is practical. Then it is just like Arjuna. Arjuna is satisfied by Krishna as a bhaktosi, my devotee. That is mean that if you are sitting idle, he has gone to Himalaya. No. You are serving Krishna personally as a fighter. That is the point. That is what you. Some gentleman criticized. Swamiji, your bhakti kaya will make people dull because they will simply sit down and chant Hare Krishna. No, you are not seen as bhakta. You are misguided, I replied. In our India, two histories are there, the history of Ramayana and the history of Mahabharata. And there are two great battles, fight with Ramayana and Kurukshetra fighting. In these two fighters, the heroes were Vaishnavas, Hanumanji and Arjuna. They are still watching as the great Vaishnavas, Vajranagi and Arjuna. So, it is a mistake. Here is the definition of bhakti. Tatparatena nirmana. When your senses are purified by devotion and service, not that your senses are wiped out in mukti. No, the senses are there. It cannot be wiped out. Simply it is purified. Just like if you have got some disease, the same example, in your finger, it is painful. You cannot render service. But when the finger is cured by treatment from the disease, it again gives service. Similarly, those who are not engaged in the service of the Lord, Krishna, they are supposed to be diseased. The degree may be different, that one is very highly diseased or one is very slightly diseased. It doesn't matter, but he is diseased. Therefore, this is the curing method. Sarvapadu jinimvaktam tatparatena nema. Krishna says to Arjuna, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. When he said, when he was cured of the disease, Krishna asked him,